We introduced last week a new idea, a new pshat, a new understanding of what it means to be a Shomer Shabbos. What's the idea of being a Shomer Shabbos? Being a waiter for Shabbos. Not a waiter of Osai on Shabbos to make a little bit of money, but to be someone who waits for Shabbos. And we said, Avim Shomer Es Hadavar. Yaakov was waiting to see the fulfillment of Yosef's dreams. Avim Shomer Es Hadavar. Shomer Es Yavam is somebody who waits for Yibam. So we're waiting. As we approach Shavuos, we could all appreciate this. Why? Because the whole sphera that we're still involved in, to the last moment, the Chinuch tells us, right in the basic time, what's the sphere about? It's one big countdown. We're so excited Shavuos is coming. This amazing day when we receive the Torah and everything changes to something that special. Ke'eved Yishav le'shechruro, like an Eved waits for the time when he'll be free. We're waiting for Shavuos. We're waiting. So really, that's what every week could be. Every week could be like a mini sphere for us as we're counting down. Wow, Shavuos is coming. Wow, Shabbos is coming. It's Sunday, only 6 more days. Monday, 5 more days, etc., etc. You know, and that should be a natural thing for us. I was thinking about how do we get to that, to be somebody who's waiting for Shabbos, to make it a little more practical. How do we become a waiter? Say, well, I just tell myself I'm waiting. I don't think that really works, tell yourself you're waiting. Waiting is an emotion, kind of. You have to be, it's like Mashiach. Well, I'm waiting for Mashiach. Are you waiting for Mashiach? You're not. If you want Mashiach, then you're waiting for him. So it's something you can't really convince yourself to. You can't convince yourself to anticipate. You can't convince yourself to hope. You can't trick yourself that you're hoping. So the way to get there is by working on the intellectual process. How do we always build emotions in a healthy way? Many svarim, we see the pattern. You have to have good thoughts, smart thoughts, correct thoughts, focused thoughts, and by thinking about something and building up, so eventually you wait for something because it's that important to you. Why is Yom Kippur so special to us? Because intellectually it's special to us, and once it's intellectually special, eventually that affects our emotions. And the same thing, if we want to become Shomrei Shabbat, in this way, someone who waits for Shabbos, an Erev Shabbos Jew, like we said last week, the way to get there, I believe, is by engaging in activities like this, thinking about Shabbos, learning about Shabbos, and then you start to realize again and again how special Shabbos is. So you start, whoa, so Shabbos, you wake up and you're waiting for it. Okay, and as we speak about waiting for Shabbos, it's a good segue to speak about preparing for Shabbos for 2 minutes. Now, something that's worth waiting for is worth preparing for. So for a few weeks, we're going to focus on this idea of preparing for Shabbos. And we're going to talk about two ideas. One is about how to prepare. The first idea is the most basic idea. How do you prepare for something? You have a plan, right? Someone buys $200 tickets to the Super Bowl. Says, you know, how are you going to get the Super Bowl? I don't know, we'll figure it out. Yeah? Where are you going to sit? I don't know. Where are you going to get the tickets? Nagil Shabbos and Ereh. We'll get there and we'll wait. We'll see. That's no, you spent $200. You're not going to come late. You're going to figure out how to make it there the best time, how much money should you spend for snacks, how many hot dogs should you buy at the kosher guy at the Super Bowl. You don't just get there. So too, and of course much more so, when it comes to Shabbos, right? What is my Seder on Shabbos? What's my plan over Shabbos? How do I spend my time over Shabbos? Person has to have a plan. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail, right? If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. Let's take one simple detail. This might be painful a little bit, especially in the summer. How long do I sleep Shabbos afternoon? Well, somewhere between 1 hour and 6 hours, depending on how much challah I ate. That's not a preparation, you know. You need to sleep. But a person has a preparation, has a plan. He thinks to himself, you know what, I need a good hour and a half. I need 2 hours, I need an hour, and then I learn. But I have a plan, I have a tochnit. It's not open-ended, right? No one would say that. I'll get to the Super Bowl and just figure out. We'll figure out. Something special you plan for. So if Shabbos is planned, what do I learn? How long? We think about how to spend the day right? Special habits we could have. So that's the Aleph Shav Aleph, the most simple thing I wanted to share about planning for Shabbos. Hachanas for Shabbos, I think the basic thing is to prepare, to have a certain plan. What do I do on Shabbos? What does the day mean to me? And the other idea is davening. Right? Let's say perhaps from Thursday night or from Friday morning, one could ask for a little Siyata Dishmaya. That's a preparation. Hashem, help me. Right? Something so unbelievable is coming into the world. Something, you gave us a matana tova. You gave us a tremendous matana. Hashem, help me to do it right. Help me have the right kavanas on Shabbos. Help me not to be over on Isurim. Help me not to do anything wrong. Help me not to touch Muktzah. Right? That is a tremendous preparation to pray for hatzlacha, for pray for success in Shabbos. So in closing, through these two ideas alone, planning for Shabbos and davening that our Shabbosim should go well, will on their own already, I think, totally change our whole Shabbos. Have a great day.